Okay, Perek Hey Mishnah Tess. In order to really understand this Mishnah, there's a little bit of a background that you need for the rules of taruvas, for the rules of mixtures in halacha. And this is what you have to know. For starters, we know that if you have a meatball that is made from not kosher meat sitting on the table, you're not allowed to eat it, right? It's from basar of nevela, it's from meat of an animal that let's say wasn't shechted properly, so you're not allowed to eat that meatball. Well, what about if that meatball makes its way into a bowl of kosher meatballs? And now there's 100 meatballs sitting in front of you. One of them is not kosher, and the rest of them are kosher. And you can't tell which of the meatballs is kosher and which of them is not kosher. So every meatball that you pick up, you don't know if it's the kosher one or if it's not the not kosher one. So we know that there's a halacha called acharei rabim lahatis, that you're allowed to follow the majority. You follow the majority. And so therefore, if you would have even just two kosher meatballs and what not, and one not kosher meatball, so we would say that if you can't discern between them, you can't tell which one is the kosher ones and which one is the not kosher ones, so you are allowed to eat any of the meatballs. And that's the rule of Rov. That's the rule of the majority. The majority that there is, that there are two meatballs that are kosher and only one meatball that's not kosher, so the majority are kosher meatballs, so the majority overwhelms the Isser, and as far as we're concerned, the not kosher meatball is canceled, it's null and void, and it's disregarded in halacha. But wait a second, let me ask you a question. Let's say that meatball, the not kosher meatball that fell into the bowl of kosher meatballs, let's say it had a different color than all the other ones. Let's say it was green, and all the other meatballs were brown. So are you allowed to say, well, look, there's a majority. There's a majority of kosher meatballs, and there's a minority of not kosher meatballs, so you can eat the whole thing? The answer is no, because that's not called a mixture. A mixture is when you can't identify the item. You can't discern between them. You don't know which of them is kosher, which of them is not kosher. Then, and only then, would we invoke the rule of Rove, that you would say that there's a majority, so you can follow the majority and assume that each meatball that you pick up is a kosher meatball. But if you know that the green meatball is not kosher and all the other ones are kosher, you're not allowed to eat the green meatball. You have to throw that out. Okay, but by the way, similarly, we had that in the previous Mishnah when it came to Nosin Tam. If you have a cup of water, and there's a little bit of Yain Nesech, there are a few droplets of Yain Nesech that make its way into that water, and you can taste the Yain Nesech, so even though there's a lot more water than there is of Yain Nesech, of the wine, but still you're not allowed to drink it. Why not? Because you can taste it. You can sense that it's there. If you can sense that it's there, that's a problem. You're not allowed to consume that. You're not allowed to drink that water. Okay, so now what you have to know, though, is that there are different kinds of mixtures in halacha. The easiest case is a case where you have one not kosher meatball and two kosher meatballs, and you can't discern, you can't tell between them, and so we say that the not kosher meatball is batel. It's batel barov, it's overwhelmed by the majority, and therefore each meatball that you pick up, you can presume that it is a kosher meatball. But here's the interesting thing. Suppose you had a 100 rings, 100 diamond rings. But the problem is that these 100 diamond rings were all from a 25-cent machine, and the diamond rings are all fake. But you can't tell that. To you, all diamond rings look the same. And it turns out that there's one genuine diamond ring, one authentic diamond ring that fell into this whole bowl of fake diamond rings. So would you say that, well, you can't tell between them, so obviously, as far as we're concerned, the diamond ring, the genuine diamond ring, the authentic diamond ring that's worth thousands of dollars is now null and void, it's irrelevant, we can disregard it, you can throw the whole thing out in the trash because, after all, there's a majority of 25-cent machine rings and that overwhelms the diamond ring. Absolutely not. Obviously, that would be absurd. But the point is that it's a similar thing when it comes to halacha, is that when there's something of independent, inherent chashivas, of independent, inherent significance, that makes its way into a mixture, we can't so easily disregard it by just saying, oh, there's a certain number, there's a certain majority number against it. Because what about if this item is like the diamond ring? It's like the authentic, genuine diamond ring. We can't just say, let's ignore the genuine diamond ring because there are 100 fake diamond rings in the same mixture. So in a similar way, when it comes to halacha, we have to figure out what gives something inherent significance. So what this Mishnah is going to list off is mostly items that are what are called a davar shebaminyan, things that are counted, things that when you sell them on the market, let's say, just simply speaking, if you sell them individually, that means that they are independently, inherently significant. They are like the diamond ring. So for example, let's say you had a bottle of wine, a barrel of wine, or you had an axe, or you had a big piece of steak that you would serve to a very important guest. So we can't say that these things would just become batel if there were a majority of two against them, right? If you had two kosher animals and one non-kosher animal, and you can't tell between them, we're not just going to say that, oh, well, the non-kosher animal becomes batel to the in the other two. It's overwhelmed by the majority because it's independent. It's inherently significant. It has its own chashivas. It's like the diamond ring. It's like the genuine diamond ring, and we can't just ignore it. So what we're going to list off in this Mishnah is a whole bunch of things that when they are that they have independent inherent significance. They are davar shebaminyan. They and therefore they're not going to become batel as easily. And that's what we're going to list off in this Mishnah. Okay, so that's just a quick preface, and the next recording we'll go through the actual Mishnah.